Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This weekend was Fanatics Fest up in New York. If we talk to Peter Rosenberg later this week, we got to ask him about it because I know he was there. A lot of folks went. Seemed like a really, really cool event. I mean, the biggest stars in sports are there, including Washington's Jaden Daniels. I mean, on some level, it's just cool that Washington has a star that people want around. You know what I mean? And to be on a platform with Joe Montana and Dan Marino is pretty incredible. Jeff, I know you got like different conversations from Jaden up in NYC. So why don't you let me know when you're ready and we'll play some of that. Toby, even just on the surface, dude, you have been a Skins fan your whole life. You love the team. They have a star quarterback. How good does that feel?
Dude, it's crazy. It's so nice to have a dude that everyone around the country wants to tune in and watch. A dude that everybody is looking for and someone that people are buying jerseys of, not just around here, but around the country. Someone that is one of the most fun quarterbacks to watch in the league. And he's a great leader, a great dude, easy to root for. I mean, it's the first time in my lifetime, with the exception of that 2012 season with RG3, where you feel like you've got the guy that gives you the edge on whoever you're playing because you've got the best quarterback on the field that day. And it feels like this one, outside of what happened with RG3, like the difference is this feels like this is going to continue on for years and years and hopefully for the entirety of Jaden Daniels' career versus Roberts was kind of short-lived. But, yeah, it's so special to have a guy that, I mean, he's kind of turned into a celebrity because he played that way. It's not because he was out there doing all this crazy stuff, JP. It's because he played so well that everybody wants a piece of him now.
Totally. I mean, he keeps an incredibly low profile, honestly. Like, he's not on, he's not a big social media, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know, it's pretty damn interesting. Here's some of Jaden's comments from this weekend.
Training camp, obviously, offseason was good, but now you just see what he's proven year in and year out, and, you know, you get the, I'm excited to throw him a little screen, and hopefully on the stat sheet says a touchdown for 80 yards, and I had to do any good work. but you know, I'm excited. He's a great person, great fit in the locker room, wide array. So we're gonna see hopefully a lot of touchdowns.
Jaden's excited. I heard a comment he made about Debo that he's hoping to just throw a little screen and let Debo go
right?
80. I love that. Warren Sharp saw that and tweeted this out. Debo Samuel has led the NFL in yak per reception for 5 straight years. While Debo has dealt with injuries and fallen back in some aspects, he still brings the yak, the yards after catch. Last year, he had 8.3 yards after the catch per reception, number one in the NFL. 8.3, 8.8 in 23, 8.8 in 22. The monster season he had in 21, 10 yards after the catch per catch. And back in 2020, he was 12.1 yards after the catch per catch. I mean, just crazy numbers. Jeff, introduce the other one. I can't remember what, I think maybe it's about the corners he's faced.
Yeah, so this is Jaden saying which were the toughest corners he faced during his rookie season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This year, Queen has a good choice. But this year, I would probably say I'm excited to go against Pastor Terry.
I mean, when the Broncos come to town, I mean, going to be interesting.
JP, you just know Eagles fans because they are so relentless. And even when we have nothing to do with them, we're not even talking to them. They beat us fair and square here. We're not even worried about any of that stuff. Eagles fans just constantly chirping about winning the NFC Championship game. Glad they won. Great for them. Whatever. But you know they got excited to hear Quinyon mentioned in there. you know sure. They're just fired up about that.
For sure. There's a bizarre thing with Philly that, like, I think overall, I mean, dude, Cliff Kingsbury said it on the record. He's the play caller. Like, they've talked about, yeah, you know, we're chasing the Eagles. That's where we need to get to. And yet, Eagles fans remain, like, in this odd state of, like Eagles fans and Bears fans are oddly obsessed with trying to say, well, Washington's not good.
What it is Eagles fans are so used to being that annoying little brother and just, like, constantly punching and bickering and constantly just picking at people that when they get to the top, they have no idea what to do. So then they start punching down. Like, whatever, you're on top of the world. Leave us alone. Big deal.
Right. That, I mean, it doesn't make a ton of sense. I just think it's really cool that Jaden is on that level. I mean, Pat Surtain is an absolute star. Are those questions from fans? Or do we know what the kind of the format was of all that?
I don't know. But I don't even know what the whole thing was. Like, I saw people buying cards. Obviously, Josh Harris spent $500,000 on a Jaden Daniels card. I don't even fully understand what the whole event was because Fanatics has such a big empire. Like, they could sell jerseys. They could be selling memorabilia. They could be selling trading cards. Like, I don't even know what all was going on. But I know every big name, at least NFL-wise, was there. And there were a couple NBA stars there as well.
Durant.
That was big time going on in New York.
What? I mean, Fanatics has a massive empire, and yet I can't get a James Wood kids T-shirt. Anyway, the playing card thing is fascinating to me. So I tried to read into this. So it's an incredibly rare rookie card of Jaden Daniels. It's called a Prism card, and Josh Harris spent $500,000 on that, and says he's going to display it at Northwest Stadium. I am not in the collectibles world. $500,000 for a rookie card, to me, like, if you told me there was a $500,000 rookie card for, like, Joe Montana, I could understand that because that would be old and rare and valuable and, like, the dude hasn't played in, I don't know, 25 years and he's undeniably one of the greats. Like, if you told me that about Peyton or Brady, like, I could get that. But Jaden just played. Like, he just had the rookie season. Like, how rare are these cards? And I also, where are you going to display that at Northwest Stadium where it's safe? You know what I mean?
Dude, I have no idea. I don't. It's also a card, so you have to get close to it. So, I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be a giant spectacle, but even if you do and everyone wants to see it, I guess it's going to be a line because you have to get close to a playing or a trading card to get see it. Like, it's not like it's a big thing that you can display somewhere.
I got a question, though. How much y'all think my Jaden Daniels Hail Mary rookie card is?
Is there not? When I was a kid, there used to be this magazine called Beckett, and you could look up the value of cards in it.
That was a long time ago, JP.
It was.
Look up a magazine.
My point, Jeffrey, was there's got to be a way for you to look up the value of that. Have you Googled it?
Yes, but I don't trust Google. I got to go to someone because Google told me.
Jeff would definitely be the dude that doesn't trust Google.
Yeah, nah, because Google told me I had a card that's worth $100,000.
And how much was it worth?
I don't know if it's really worth $100,000.
Well, I would go get that checked out.
Same card. It's a Joe Montana card.
I would get that checked out, Jeff. If it's worth six figures.
Jeff, yeah. You're telling me you're sitting on a card that's worth six figures?
When I looked it up on the internet, it said that, and I was like, "Yo, how true is this?" But then you know, you also gotta look at the corners and all of this stuff.
If this card is worth six figures, what would you do with it?
Sell it. See, my thing is, those cards, like, I found them. Like, it was a lot of cards. I found them. They was just sitting on a corner in a shoebox. I thought I was about to open up some money or some jewelry.
Well, you did open up money if it's worth $100,000.
Yeah, if it is worth $100,000. But it was a buttload of football cards. And I'm not even going to tell you where I found them at.
It's kind of weird when you say buttload and then you won't tell us where you found them.
Bro, I found them in an apartment complex when I was a kid. You know, I don't know if y'all ever done it, but we used to, like, flip off the mattresses and stuff that people would put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right there. And I was like, yo, what if it's some money in there? Because I always thought I was going to be the guy that walk across and find like a bag full of money or a box full of money. But it was football cards.
It does not surprise me that you always thought you'd be the guy that would walk across the street and find a bag full of money. Nobody go anywhere. We got to play this song again. Somebody get a valuation of Jeff's Jaden Daniels card. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.